First, leadoff story has to be that of the mayor's mandate now. Get vaccinated, please. Or else, August the 2nd, we have an uptick in the infections and everything else. What does it mean? Well, that's when we bring in attorney Jonathan Bell, employment attorney extraordinaire, small business expert, and the founder of the Bell Law Group. Jonathan, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, sir. You know, you would think right off the bat here, it's kind of a no-brainer, right? And I would think most of the public health care workers would almost have to get vaccinated based on the line of work that they do. So what's the outcry here as far as what the mayor stated yesterday with these workers?
Yeah, so I'm with you. It really is a no-brainer. I mean, I even think that the mayor is still even taking a softer line than necessary. They're still allowing unvaccinated workers to work in these hospitals, just mandating them that they have to undergo weekly testing. You know, the unvaccinated group is not a protected class. They can't claim discrimination, such as if the mayor was making policy due to race, age, religion, gender, disability, or retaliation for prior EEO activity. So in reality, whether it be the public sector or the private sector, you can make these, you can mandate these weekly testing for the unvaccinated workers, Jay. Shockingly, in reviewing the articles surrounding this policy, only 60% of these hospital workers are fully vaccinated. That means about 40% aren't, which is shocking.
Wow.
Considering that they're around, you know, the sick, these patients, you know, they could infect them with COVID-19, and now there's Delta variant, and put them in a very dangerous situation. So realistically, these people either really need to get vaccinated, or I believe that in the future, they're probably looking to termination. Other hospitals have made that decision where they terminate people who are not vaccinated. It is your right if you don't want to get vaccinated, but in the same token, if you're working in a hospital, or that doesn't mean you have extra rights as an employee. An employer could still fire you for not getting vaccinated.
Yeah. It's common sense. I mean, come on. It's common. But you want to know something, John? I know people who are in the medical field, not necessarily working in hospitals, but doctors' offices, who just don't believe in the vaccine. And therefore, they go about their business and everything else. I mean, I know people that are like this. And, you know, it kind of baffles me a little bit here. So, you know, you wonder regarding what happens now. You got this variant out there. The infections are climbing. You know, everything's kind of the positivity rates and everything else. You know, they're going up. They're talking about masks now back in play, God forbid, as far as that mandate. But in essence, you know, there are still people out there who work in the medical field that say, you know what, not getting the vaccine. I don't have to. I don't want to. So you have that type of thinking still going around there. And that's troubling to me.
Yeah, well, a couple things. Number one, there was a study came out and said the vaccines prevented at least 8,000 deaths already and over 40,000 hospitalizations. Right now, the vaccines are still under a quote-unquote emergency use. As soon as there's FDA approval, and hopefully there'll be FDA approval soon, they can mandate them for students like they mandate other vaccines. You know, on a personal note, the biggest issue that I have is, listen, I understand that it's, you know, everyone's body and they can make a choice if they want the vaccine or not, and that's all fine. But the thing is, you know, a lot of people like myself have some kids that are young, are under 12, and they can't get vaccinated. And I feel like those are the most vulnerable in the sense that, you know, I don't have a choice. I can't vaccinate them. And because people aren't getting vaccinated, you're putting these kids at risk. And you have people say, and it's true, that there's a small percentage of, that they should be fine. But I don't want any percentage. So at the end of the day, you know, people need to get vaccinated. When I get a lot of calls saying, oh, I'm unvaccinated and my employer won't come back to work, or what should I do? And my answer is, well, legally, you could either get another job or get vaccinated going to work. You don't have any additional rights as an unvaccinated class of people.
John Bell, of course, the Bell Law Group, employment attorney extraordinaire. We're talking about the mandate that the mayor, Bill de Blasio, put in place, spoke about it yesterday, August the 2nd. Healthcare workers are going to have to be vaccinated. I mean, that's the case. You got the uptick in infections and everything else there. You were talking about a very important thing about ramifications, other areas, and everything else, my friend. If you can continue, and listen, you know, I kind of feel the same way. You know, if you work in the industry, as far as healthcare and everything else, you know what? You got to get the shot. I mean, you look at everything involved there. I was telling the situation, I know a lot of people, not a lot, but I know a good portion of people still involved in the medical industry that do not want to get the shot for whatever reason. You know, maybe it's a political reason. Maybe it's, you know, the fact that they don't like to be told that they have to get this vaccine and everything else. But you were talking about some other things, too. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so what I was saying is, you know, these patients are certainly a vulnerable group. And you never want a situation where a patient comes in to be treated, even for something unrelated to COVID, and then all of a sudden they're in a bad situation in a hospital from a hospital worker, and they get sick, God forbid, and even die from it just because a hospital worker is unvaccinated. Again, I know I repeated it before, but that stat of only 60% of these employees undergoing or receiving the vaccination is unbelievable. And, you know, I've gotten calls from New York City health and hospital workers wanting to know what their rights are, that they're unvaccinated, they don't want to take a test every week. And, you know, I can't put my personal opinions there as a lawyer, but I do tell them that, you know, they could do one of three things: get vaccinated, do the tests once a week, or look for another job. That's it. The unvaccinated group is not a protected class, as I stated before. They don't have any additional rights. And then obviously my personal views are in line with your personal views. It's really irresponsible to work in that setting and not be vaccinated at this point. And eventually, I believe, I mean, listen, at the end, once a week being tested is one thing. On the other end of the spectrum, which is well within an employer's rights. I don't care if you're the federal government, the state government, city government, or even private hospitals and private employers. They could easily pass a policy that says, if you're not vaccinated, you can't work here and you have to look for another job. That's totally legal.
Yeah. And listen, you know, in this type of job that I do, you know, you can't help but express personal opinions and viewpoints as well. And quite frankly, you know, I was vaccinated. I had it last year, asymptomatic. I was vaccinated. You know, the point of getting vaccinated is that you don't get sick. More importantly, whoever you come in contact with, if you happen to get this thing, you don't want to spread it. I mean, that's the whole idea, because then we have another situation on hand, and somebody can get very sick. Somebody could die. You know, so that's the purpose of it all. So, and we mentioned before we conked down for a second that, you know, some of these colleges now are mandating the fact that students, if they're going to be on campus, you got to get the shot, you know. So, you know, that's another area right there. And, you know, we talk about mandating the vaccines and everything else. But, you know, for healthcare workers, to me, it's just such common sense, you know. I mean, my wife's a nurse. She's around sick people all the time. She had to get vaccinated. She thought she had it because she does not want to spread the darn thing to people who are not vaccinated and get sick. So, you know, that's the bottom line. So what de Blasio did yesterday, you know, you can't really get on him for the fact that healthcare workers are in that listen, the frontliners, they're right there on this war, you know? So, I mean, it's essentially, but do you think, as in the business that you are, in a final thought here, and you're getting calls already, people are inquiring and everything else, are we in store now for a mess in the legal sense because of all this in the next couple of months? Where do you think this ends up?
I think this ends up exactly where my calls ended up, where these people have inquired about what their rights. They're calling lawyers, they're upset, but in reality, the lawyers are telling them the fact that there really is no case, there's nothing that the lawyer could do for them, and I think it's going to end right then and there. So I really don't see this. I just think that we're going to deal with a group of maybe some unhappy people. But you got to think also the hospital workers who are vaccinated, you know, they don't know if, in a sense, these workers who are unvaccinated could give it to them to the extent that make them carriers. And then they come home to their children who are under 12 who cannot get vaccinated. And now we're putting that young group at risk. So, I mean, it goes beyond just the patients. It goes to the staff that are coming in as health workers, doing the responsible thing, getting the shot, trying to do their job, and now they could be exposing their youth and potentially other people. So listen, a lot of people get on Mayor de Blasio for good reason, but in this situation, I think he did the right thing by requiring these weekly tests. And like I said, I wouldn't even be opposed if he went a step further and said, if you're not vaccinated, look for another job. I'm fully supportive of that in a hospital setting.
And listen, it makes sense. You know, it makes sense. You know, you got to get this done. You should get this done for everybody's sake and well-being. So we'll see how this shakes out. Jonathan Bell, the Bell Law Group, BellG.com. John, thanks so much, and we look forward to the next time, my friend.
Of course. Always looking forward to talking to you, and have a great day.
All right, the great Jonathan Bell.